Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time and back from 9 to midnight, we're here. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Curtin Nimmo, blogger and, of course, journalist, joins us. Does a lot of great work. CurtinNimmo.com. We'll tell you how to spell it a little bit later. Big fat links up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Over to Kurt. And, yes, your calls are coming up directly in the next segment. A whole host of issues I want to talk about. I want to throw some of these out at Kurt and get his take on them. But, Kurt, you were bringing up the London bombings, clearly MI6, caught red-handed, hundreds of pieces of evidence, just for orgy of evidence, very ridiculous there. Clearly, when you look at what happened over in Jordan, clearly government op. Al-Zarqawi, now they claim they've killed him again. I mean, that'll be, what, over 10 times they've killed him. They've captured him over 10 times. They've killed his deputies dozens and dozens and dozens of times. And they never retract the last killing or the last capturing. Why are they doing it so blatant? It's like, Kurt, they want us to see how obvious it is.
Well, that's possible. You know, as well, I think that they don't really care. I think that they realize that the American public is dumbed down, that they go from one terror incident to the other, one instance of a boogeyman coming out, you know, and showing his fangs to another. And people really, I mean, you take a look at it, people think Al-Zarqawi exists. I mean, it's obvious. The facts prove that he died in northern Iraq at the beginning of the war.
Well, that's why he's perfect. I mean, he's somebody who's dead. I mean,
he's our Emmanuel Goldstein.
Are we going to have colonies on Mars in 100 years? And if the air processors break, it was Al-Zarqawi?
Right, exactly. You know, the guy supposedly has one leg. He's, you know, he's a certifiable idiot. And they use him as their boogeyman. And if nobody calls him on it, and the corporate media is certainly not going to call him on it, he's going to continue living forever. He's like Emmanuel Goldstein for a three-minute hate session.
Exactly, 1984. What about Berg? I mean, Berg has more connections to Al-Qaeda than Padilla does. I mean, he's constantly, I mean, there's hundreds of connections there, but, you know, he's loaning his laptop to hijackers when he's working at the Air Force base there at the private flight school down in Oklahoma City, and he's connected in with the Iraqi National Congress funding and the CIA, and the FBI has him in custody for 13 days and then hands him directly over to Al-Qaeda that then cuts his head off, and it's clearly Westerners doing it, and it's not Zarqawi. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, from what I understand, he was dead already when they cut his head off. You look at the videotape, and the experts looked at it, and they said this guy, you know, there would have been blood gushing out of his throat and head there, you know, but that didn't happen. I think he was a patsy. He was set up. He actually, I believe, he thought that he was going to get those contracts for the, I forget what it was exactly he was doing.
Babylon Towers, cell towers.
Yeah, he was just another patsy set up, and they used him to show the American people that these guys are ruthless and that Al-Zarqawi's out there. And if you take a look at the video, it's obvious these guys are military. You can tell by the way they're standing.
Well, it's big guys.
Yeah, they're big guys. They don't have a small stature of Arabs, and they have a military aspect to them in their stature. And it's total nonsense.
Well, exactly. I mean, you look at the people holding Pearl. That was real. Skinny, hawk-like, tiny wrist. You got these big old good old boys from Texas. We're going to cut your head off, boy. Swagger on over. It was so obvious.
It was definitely obvious.
Plus, it's obviously Abu Ghraib, too.
Oh, yeah.
You got the same chairs, the same paint, the same flooring.
Exactly.
Well, how dare you, Kurt, sit there and look at the basic facts. So, you know what? You're right. There's hardly any blood. He could have been killed. He could have been shot right over the fence. They just drug him in and did that.
Very possible.
I mean, he might have been killed by insurgents. You never know. We just know, folks, that Bergie was one of their boys. And if our government will take our troops and nerve gas them just to test the nerve gas, don't think they won't take a CIA pop and cut his head off for you and your family. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Kurt Nimmo riding shotgun with us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to go to your calls here momentarily. Kurt was bringing up a lot of key points along the road, and one of them is that folks that are on the air, we tend to move on to the next thing, and we just forget all the lies, all the staged events, all the times we've caught the government red-handed carrying out terror attacks. Kurt Nimmo, I want to talk about some of the articles that you're currently writing, some of the things you're currently working on, some of the things you think are most important right now, and again, your solutions, ways to at least slow this program down, because people are really waking up right now. And in a moment, I want to go to some calls before we do that, but other examples of red-handed government terror. I mean, we knew 30-something years ago because people, day one, told the San Diego Tribune that Gulf of Tonkin was staged. Now we have the LBJ tapes for 2 years. Now the CIA documents were released of how they staged it. And that killed 58,000 Americans. That little pretext didn't kill any on the day of the event. We know that the USS Liberty now was totally staged between Israel and LBJ to be blamed on Egypt for World War III. They planned to widen that thing and take over the Middle East right then and there. We know that they wanted to carry out Northwoods and kill Marines and blame it on Cuba and bomb D.C. and hijack jets by remote control and crash them. We know that they blew up buildings and attacked mosques to blame it on Mossadegh in 53. We know they've done this over and over. Project Gladio going on until 1980 with the Bologna train bombing, killing hundreds, openly blaming it on their political enemies. I mean, our government, if anybody carries out terror, it is the criminals running our government. Kurt, I mean, isn't it important to bring this up to people?
Oh, definitely. Unfortunately, most people watch corporate news and they don't know about these things. The corporate news doesn't tell us about the Gulf of Tonkin incident. It doesn't tell us about FDR knowing about the breaking the U.S. military breaking the Japanese code, or the Lusitania in World War One, or the situation in Cuba with the Maine. You know, we just don't know. Our history doesn't teach it. Our schools don't teach it, and most Americans don't know about these things, and they just really they don't wake up to the fact that this is how government is.
Well, you're right, but I'd have to say that more and more people are. Whereas you've got a mass of individuals who willfully are getting stupider and stupider, there is a larger and larger cadre or group of Americans, a swelling group that really do see what's happening and are getting more and more cynical and more angry about the things that this corporatocracy is doing.
Oh, well, hopefully that, you know, there'll be more shows like yours and more people will get up. People are getting on the web every day. More and more people are getting on the web every day, and they're looking at these blogs like mine, and they're going and they're looking at the other alternative news sites, and they're starting to slowly but surely learn what the real story is. Unfortunately, and I hate to be pessimistic about this, not enough are doing it to make a difference. We don't have much time, as you point out every time you run your show. We don't have much time. These guys are getting stronger and stronger. You know, you're looking at 2008, what are they going to do? Well, they're going to try to put another globalist in there. They're going to put Hillary in there or somebody that's going to continue to do this. And people just need to wake up. They just need to stop. They need to tune out of corporate television and get on the web and take a look at.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, it takes years for us to expose a Bill Clinton as evil or years to expose a Bush as evil. And finally, people listen to us. But by then, they put in what I call new birdcage liner. You know, a whole new puppet, and then everybody gets caught up in the spectacle of that political fight, and then we get politically invested, and we have an investiture, and who wins, and it's all just smoke and mirrors theater, folks. Until we get out of that false cycle and get down to actually, you know, who the interests are that own our politicians, it's only going to get worse. I mean, I'm sure you're aware of the New York Observer articles about Hillary and Rupert Murdoch lavishing each other, you know, in these four-hour meetings, these lavish caviar meetings, 4 hours every week. I mean, it's staged. The Clintons and the Bushes in business going back into the 60s. It's all staged. And, yeah, it's going to be Condi and Hillary or Jeb and Hillary. And, again, we'll see this investiture into fighting for Jeb or fighting for Hillary. And then if Hillary gets in, suddenly all these Democrats that have woken up, suddenly we're going to be dirty, rotten, right-wing mouthpieces, Kurt, when that couldn't be any further from the truth.
Yeah, and, you know, and as well, that may be the reason we don't need another terror attack in this country as far as they're concerned, is because at this point we keep voting for the same people. We keep using, you know, you have Kerry and Bush. Well, we all know that they're both bonesmen. They're both on the same page, you know. So it doesn't really matter. As long as people continue to vote for these people, they don't really need to do anything too terrible.
Well, also, we stay focused on the presidency all day. We get 65% turnouts for that and an 8% turnout nationally for local elections. We need to, that's where we can really take over.
Yeah, it starts locally, definitely.
Let's go to some calls, but then, Kurt, I want you to think about some solutions, because I respect your view on this, and I also want to get your take on, I want you to look into that crystal ball, figuratively, folks, I don't mean that seriously, and tell us what you think is going to unfold, just the basics in the next year, next 2 years, next 5 years. I want to get your prognosis on things. Let's go to Michael in Little Rock, Arkansas. I've been holding for a long time, and then we'll go to George and Jose and Eric and others. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Can you hear me good, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Well, I just want to thank you for everything that you've done. And, you know, for a long time, I thought I was this lone kind of conspiracy theory, you know, out in the woods, and nobody believed me. But it's good to know that there are people out there who do vigorously pursue the truth. So I just want to thank you for that and all the work that you do.
Well, I want to thank you, sir. Are you seeing that people in Little Rock are starting to wake up a little bit, or are they just buying the whole agenda?
Well, I want to start off by saying I spent 3 years in the 82nd Airborne Division out at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and I was in a combat unit, and I would like to consider myself a patriot. And I very carefully read over the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and it's just, I don't want to be pessimistic, but you can't protect your rights unless you know what your rights are. And a lot of people need to be educated about what their constitutional rights are.
Well, you're right. They'll say, I've got rights. And you go, okay, well, what are your rights?
Right, right. And, you know, what's this amendment mean? What's this amendment mean? And so on and so forth. But, you know, I hate to say it almost, but it almost looks like it's getting to the point to where it's just going to be like the Declaration of Independence and we're going to have to take up arms and overthrow the government.
I agree.
And it sounds radical, and I'm not a jingoist, and I'm not a violent person. That's not what I want.
Well, it's not radical when you've got Paul Craig Roberts saying Nazis run the government, they can carry out terror attacks when, I mean, look at how many. Ron Paul said they may declare martial law, set up Nazi Germany, and come for our guns. By the way, he's on tomorrow. Think about Ray McGovern. Think about all these prominent people that are saying what you're now saying.
Yeah, and I hate it too. And I'm not going to go into what unit, but I'm a member of the military, and I just hate the way that, you know, Bush. He gets out of a jet. You know, he hot dogs in front of everybody. You know, Bush isn't a soldier. You know, he's not, he doesn't have warrior ethos, he doesn't follow the military code of honor, or any of this stuff. He makes himself out to be this big, you know, wartime, I'm this great leader, but he's not.
Well, the only time he'll be seen in public now is with troops behind him.
Well, yeah, but he's not for the troops. That's the thing. He's not for the troops. He's not a soldier, he's not one of us. You know, personally, I'd like to put him in Baghdad for about a month and have him go out with the infantry squad and patrol. If I had my way, I'd have him do that.
Well, I'd have those little snot-nosed, dullard daughters of his do it.
Yeah, and we got, what is it, 520 members of Congress? Is that right, or am I exaggerating that?
No, that's about right.
Something like 520 members of Congress. They all...
It's 400 or something, but...
I'm sorry. But we had hundreds of members of Congress, and, you know, not one of them has a son or daughter in Iraq. But they're real quick to vote to send us over. And
well, listen, almost every one of them's got giant $100 million contracts, literally, personally, with companies that are making money off the war. I mean, each one of those is a felony action. You see, nothing's enforced now. They'll enforce some petty marijuana law on your 12-year-old who's got caught with, you know, marijuana the first time they smoked it, but they won't enforce felony laws on Halliburton.
Well, the thing is, and in the oath of enlistment, the first thing that an enlisted soldier says is, he says, I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the United States Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Okay? And then it goes into, I will obey the orders of my superior officers and the President of the United States. And what a lot of soldiers don't realize is that first statement, I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States, that's paramount. So that means it doesn't matter who it is. If it's the president, if it's different.
Well, you know, they changed the oath. Before, it didn't have that little line about the president. So that's been altered over time. But now we're hearing, if you support the troops, don't criticize the president. It's hurting the troops' feelings. So the so-called liberal media is doing everything they can right now to say it's not kosher to criticize the war. Well, folks, if we're sticking troops into a meat grinder, which is designed to fail, look, ask your friends this in your unit. Do the defense contractors make more money if you're there 6 months and get the power back on and leave? Or do they make more money if you're there 20 years?
Yeah, they're going to make more money the longer that you're there. It's just like Vietnam. I mean, this war has, and I haven't served in Iraq, and I'm not trying to denigrate the efforts of the men and women over there. I admire their courage. But this isn't about national security. It's not about national security. It's about greed. It's about oil, it's about control, it's about terrorizing the public. And I hate it because America's most selfless volunteers, the people who go out, you know, they're in the heat, they're in the mud, they're in the dust. You know, they're being shot at, they're being rocketed, et cetera, and so on. All these brave young men and women, and it just disgusts me. It just disgusts me that they're out there defending, you know, what they believe to be national security, but they're being lied to by our political leaders.
They are. Look. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. It's compartmentalized. Some of the best people you can imagine, who are good people deep in their hearts, they're being conned by the most evil people you can imagine. I agree with you, sir. It's like if Bush ordered the troops to go stand in traffic. Look how brave they are, letting 18-wheelers run over them. It's a bad mission.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
And Andy and others here. We've got Kurt Nemo, KurtNemo.com. Kurt, I get calls like that on air every day from soldiers who've been in Iraq, who've been out of Iraq, who are serving here domestically but haven't been in country or have been in Germany or Afghanistan. But then when we turn on the news, we hear every soldier worships the government, every soldier loves the war, give them what they want, keep them in the war. Bush has been caught having staged press conferences with troops who were told exactly what to say.
Yeah, that caller is absolutely right about the Constitution. As far as, I mean, take a look at who's in the military. It's mostly working class people who are victims of public education. I mean, I'm 53 years old. I went through public education, and I'll tell you, even back in those days, they did not teach us about the Constitution. You know, they gave us little stories about the revolution, but they really did not go into the heart of the Constitution. So it's not surprising that most Americans, especially those in Iraq, don't understand what their duty is to the Constitution.
How do we turn that around? How do we get people to value the Bill of Rights and Constitution again?
Well, they need to stop being brainwashed, and public education is the thing that really brainwashes people the most. How to get them out of there? I'm not really sure. It seems overwhelming that most people are so ignorant. They don't understand the Constitution. They don't understand the Bill of Rights. They don't even understand what the Founding Fathers had to say about liberty.
Well, also financially, I have read government documents going back even 60, 70 years where they said the American people are too educated, too informed. Banking documents by the National Banking Association saying we've got a lobby for this type of education, this Prussian model known as kindergarten or the children's garden, where they teach them to basically regurgitate mindless information but not how to think. And they have reduced our vocabulary massively. We've gone from being number one in test scores 55 years ago to now being behind every industrialized nation and being behind several dozen third world countries. We are a laughing stock, and this has been done by design.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be honest with you, Alex. I'm not sure how to turn it around. I really am not sure. When I consider how massive the ignorance is in this country, and there's a lot of good people out there. You know, they're on your show every day, and I encounter them every day as well, who are intelligent. But it just seems pervasive. The ignorance seems pervasive.
But, Kurt, here's the good news. Evil people look at that and go, hey, let's rip these idiots off. That's what Bush and Clinton and minions like that say. That's what David Rockefeller says. And they actually laugh at us. But for those of us that love freedom, it's just like 1776. You know, it was 5% that started the war,
yeah.
And it was 5% that won the war. There were only 40,000 people total in almost 8 years of combat on the U.S. side, 8-1 against the British. So don't ever think, Kurt, I mean, my little piece of advice to you, I know it's daunting, don't ever think we need these people. I mean, they actually don't even fit into the equation. Somebody drooling eating cheeseburgers who doesn't even care about their own children's upbringing, they're not going to fight on either side. They're just going to drool.
Right, right.
Let's take a call here. Let's talk to George in Chicago, then Jose and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, George.
Alex, good show as always.
Thank you.
2 hours ago, you mentioned the key word, mindless idiots. Personally, you know what? I don't even care about the Bushes, Pat Robinsons, the Clintons, the Schwarzeneggers. My question is, who runs these mindless idiots, these servants? Let's expose the shadow government by name. Are these the European royalty, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Gorbachevs, the Cohns? Who are these guys? I mean, I don't care about the Democrats, the Republicans. For me, they're all the same anyways.
Well, I agree with you. When you said Gorbachev, you're talking about a minion of greater stature than, say, a super gopher like Hans Kissinger. But it's the classic names. And, I mean, I have a book right here, and I've, from my own research, those are the names that come up over and over again. But it really is the bloodlines of the Illuminati. And it really is the Coburgs, it is the Sachs, it is the Gothas, it is the Oppenheimers, it is the Rothschilds, it is the Rockefellers. It is the same old classic names, and when you go research who owns BP, who owns Dutch Royal Shell, who owns controlling shares in your media companies, who owns the Carlyle Group, who owns it's the Queen of England.
Let's make a show about these people, Alex. Who cares about dumb Bush and dumb Clinton and these other cronies? Who
well, cares? We're going to have more and more guests on about them, and we do talk about them. And every time I talk about Bush, I talk about how he's a puppet.
Yeah, let's expose the other guys. Let's expose the shadow government.
Well, I agree with you. We should do more to do that, Kurt.
Yeah, definitely. Unfortunately, the media makes you out to be a total idiot when you talk about those connection.
Look at Kurt Nemo. He believes there's a global elite. The planet's always had elites that run things, but he says they exist now.
And then you get a guy like Tucker Carlson on there. You talk about 9/11 and what Stephen Jones has revealed, and he says, well, leave the country.
I'll tell you what, we got that clip. We'll just play part of it when we get back, because I want to go directly to Jose, who's been holding like a champion, Eric and Andy and others. I got a few other news items I want to hit with our guests. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them that's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Part of this Tucker Carlson clip with Professor Jones of last Monday. And then we're going to go to Jose and Eric and Andy and wrap this broadcast up with a few other questions I've got for our guest, Kurt Nemo, KurtNemo.com. Kurt, before I go to this little clip and then to the calls, tell us how to spell Nemo.
It's N-I-M-M-O. N-I, two M's and an O, and Kurt, K-U-R-T. All one word.
Exactly. Or just give it a try into a major search engine, and KurtNemo.com will come right up first there. And seriously, I'm not just tooting your horn. You do a really great job, and it's good to have other minds out there that really see clearly and pick up on the same things that we pick up on. It's very encouraging because this is about survival for Alex Jones, folks. I know how real this is. I know how dangerous these people are. I know that tyranny and concentration camps and mass murder and god emperors is the norm throughout history. It's what these lunatics always want. They never get enough, and I know they're doing that right now, and they want to use my treasure, my family, my country to empower this global government that's controlled by these psychopathic elites.
Yeah, I hope we can continue doing it. I mean, you take a look at what they want to do to the Internet, go to this Internet too, and corporatize the whole thing. Hopefully we can keep our sites and we can continue to educate people.
Well, I need to write articles about that, Kurt. You need to. Paul Watson needs to. We all need to expose Internet, too. I mean, they openly say they're going to let the old Internet basically shut down and then force us onto a new net where there's no free speech. It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
I mean, they're masters at hijacking entire markets. And by the way, it's not going to be free market, folks. These guys are crony capitalists. They steal markets. They come in and they set up monopoly deals.
Well, their whole plan to denigrate, you know, us is not really working. A couple years ago, you had the corporate media, you know, they were saying, oh, look at these idiot bloggers out there, you know, basically making us out to be idiots. And I think now that they've realized that the power of the Internet in the last couple of years, they've coming up with plan B to shut it down.
Well, they're actually panicking, saying, ooh, they are taking over. Ooh, we're losing most of our subscribers. Ooh, nobody's watching us anymore. I mean, the last 10 years, major newspapers have lost 60% of their circulation.
Yeah.
And it's not like each one of us is getting all those listeners. There's millions of people out on the net, and it's all fragmented, which I think is even better because there isn't one head they can chop off, folks. So, yeah, you're right. They want to now basically start shutting the net down and taxing it and restricting it and filtering it out. Already, most libraries, you can't get to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Kurt, have you had trouble with finding out about filters, filtering out your site?
I haven't really heard anything about it. As far as the newspapers go, I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that people just don't read anymore, or they read it on a very limited basis. They read the, you know, the cooking instructions on their microwave.
Well, they've attributed
dinner.
About half their loss to that, but a lot of it is TV itself is now even losing total viewership in the aggregate to the Internet.
Well, maybe people are waking up and realizing this is a bunch of nonsense.
Well, and more than just that. I mean, sure, a big part of that are people going and getting alternative news and stuff, but also TV. I've talked to a TV executive high level, just can't compete with all the porn and the wild stuff that's on the Internet.
Yeah.
So they're also panicking over that. You know, the evil they tried to pump out there on us is actually kind of backfiring on them as well at that level. But you're right, it's a whole cocktail of things. But I know the fastest growing sector in the web is alternative news and blogs, and that's got them afraid. Jose in Miami, holding like a champion. Welcome, sir.
Hello, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Before I say what I'm about to say, Alex, without giving any details of my background, I'm Cuban-American, and I don't like Bush, and he's a puppet, and I voted libertarian. The reason that I'm saying this is because most Cuban-Americans here, they like Bush and all that. Now, we believe there's a group here who believes that both Castro and Chavez are controlled by the globalists. Now, I've been hearing you talk about Chavez several times, or we've been hearing you, and we believe that Castro and Chavez both are controlled by the globalists.
Well, I believe Chavez is been buddy buddy with Castro, but I've said Castro's a dirty, murdering pig.
Well, I understand that. I know.
And so I'm no fan of him. Look, Castro isn't giving the people their land back. Castro isn't cutting taxes. Castro doesn't let people protest against him. Chavez does.
Now, there's a difference now. Times have changed, and they're doing things differently now. First of all, to go on further, I even believe that the October Missile Crisis, or some of us believe the October Missile Crisis was staged. And one of the main reasons it was staged, it was to make sure that Castro remained in power without opposition. And
saying by putting pressure on him internationally, that made the people rally around him.
Well, Castro, he had a lot of opposition, you know, after the revolution. And, I can go into a whole story about that. And he has been supported by the CIA. We know, some of us know that. And there are even ex-CIA agents here who have evidence that Castro worked for the CIA.
Well, I mean, Eisenhower called him, what, the Abraham Lincoln?
Mm-hmm. And they have to guarantee that Castro stayed in power for several reasons, and I'm pretty sure you're aware of that. And one of the things they had to do was to stage the October Missile Crisis, and guarantee that he stayed in power. He had a lot of opposition, and ever since then, the State Department has been taking care of Castro, even though they say they don't like Castro and all that publicly. They do take care of Castro, and I have friends here who have been imprisoned inside and outside the United States for years for opposing Castro.
Why would the CIA go after Hugo Chavez, though, if he was one of their puppets?
See, both Castro and Chavez, they both supposedly hate the CIA, the World Bank, The IMF.
Well, I know. I know Castro really doesn't. I know he's controlled.
Well,
but
yes.
I mean, as for Chavez, he just pulled ambassadors out. He really did kill the FTAA for the next few years. I mean, he really is opposing that. He really is shooting that down.
Okay, here's what they're doing. I don't know if you're aware that there are hundreds of Cuban agents now in Cuba posing as doctors. And they're posing as doctors, and they're training Venezuelans how to oppress their people there and do what they have to do. And I can give you, if you like, I can give you plenty of evidence about that.
Well, you know what I want you to do, sir? Can you get me some information at tips@infowars.com? Give me some people to interview.
Sure.
Because I think the jury is out on Chavez. I really think he's fallen out of favor with them. I know that he's done a lot of things that I agree with. He's made the globalists mad. But I do find it suspicious that they kidnapped him and then didn't kill him or didn't exile him when they did have him on that helicopter and that his troops were able to take back over. Those stuff like that has happened before. I don't entirely trust Chavez, but, I mean, he just keeps doing the right things over and over again, and I don't really see him lavishing praise on Fidel Castro. I can't stand Fidel Castro.
Well, I know you can't stand Fidel Castro. I think you have to see some of the things that we see here in Miami, like the videos, Cuban television and Venezuelan television of what's really going on in Venezuela. Now, why I think that they're doing this, I think Castro doesn't have much time left in power. You know, he's old already, and they already exhausted Cuba.
So they're passing the baton?
They're passing the baton, but in a different way. They're not doing it in the same way, the same old-fashioned communist way. What they want to do is they want to establish socialist government in South and Central America by using Hugo Chavez helping them. And then finally, they're going to merge with the U.S. I think.
Well, of course, that is the plan.
Right, exactly. But they're doing it in a different way. They're doing it in a way where it's not so obvious as with a communist, you know, with Castro.
Well, look, I agree that the left has got its, just another path to the New World Order, just like the supposed right wing does, and that's why we got to short circuit that. But I'm looking at Chavez. Look, if he's a real populist, they're going to kill him soon, or there's going to be a big attempt, or he's going to be wounded. We just caught the Taiwanese president in a fake wounding. You never know what's real, but time will tell. Send me some info. We're just out of time. I appreciate you holding, Jose, and you're welcome to call back tomorrow earlier in the show, and I don't have a guest on, so we can talk more about it. Believe me, I don't trust Hugo Chavez as far as I can throw him. But, I mean, he really is. He really did screw up the FTAA. I mean, they had the deal ready. Why would they screw that up? I mean, it's at so many levels. I don't think the globalists are omnipresent and control everything. I mean, there have been a whole bunch of governments they've had to overthrow down in Latin America. Let's go ahead and real fast. Eric in Connecticut, you're on the air with Kurt Numo. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Welcome from Skull and Bones country.
That's right. Welcome.
Kurt, great job. And good to hear a good show as usual, Alex. You know, critical thought and radical dissent against authority created this nation. Conformity did not. And I think more and more people are realizing that. Before I went into my quick main point, I wanted to mention Greg Szymanski had a gentleman on who worked at the World Trade Center, and he's gone from a 225-pound strapping rock to a 125-pound cancer-riddled skeleton.
Which individual is that? I've interviewed quite a few of the janitors and people.
I can't remember his name, but it was on his website.
Well, I'll do. I'll check it out, sir.
Okay. And one last thing, Alex. I wanted to mention Codex Magica. I ordered it. I have it, and it's a great book. Somebody earlier mentioned if you want to really know what the secret government's up to, who they are. Mr. Mars did a wonderful job, and I commend you for offering this book for sale, Alex. It's a great book. It names names. It gives places. It's got a ton of pictures.
620-something pages long, and it is...
It's a one-stop compendium of what you need to know about the New World Order. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you so much for the call. Kurt, I mean, I know you research things. Do you run into the occult like we do? Every time you kick down another door, you just find the occult? I mean, everybody knows that Reagan ran every decision he made off of an astrologer, but it gets a lot deeper than that. Have you run into that?
Yeah, I've run into it. I have a tendency, though, more than to look at the occult than to look at the situation, the relationships between the power brokers and how they run stuff politically. You know, it's important what they believe. Obviously, it affects their philosophy, and the occult is part of that. But it doesn't seem to
I don't seem to concentrate on that as much as the other.
Well, I think it goes to what type of lunatics they are, but I agree with you. I mean, I think overall sticking to just the openly evil things they're doing is of a paramount importance, and then it's kind of an entree or hors d'oeuvre or maybe after dinner snack all of the occultism. But it really does drive them, and at the end of the day, we do learn that it's a spiritual battle. Kurt, Nimmo.com, I want to get you back on, my friend. It was great.
You know, Alex, I hope that last caller wasn't referencing William Rodriguez when he was talking about the guy with cancer at the World Trade Center. Is that he was talking about somebody that had information about the event at the World Trade Center that is dying from cancer? Is that what he was saying?
Yeah, he didn't know one of those special two-day, two-week cancers everybody seems to get.
Yeah.
But I'll look into it and try to find out.
Okay, Alex.
All right. Thank you for coming on with us, my friend.
All right.
Take care. I'm going to try to get to a few final calls in the final segment here. We're kind of doing two things here. A good friend of mine, Jack Brownrigg, died Sunday morning at about 5:35 a.m. And that's who you years ago would hear here on the show. But about 2-3 years ago, he had a lung taken out, so we couldn't have him on the show a lot because he had trouble coughing. He still worked at Midas Resources until just a few months ago. He cut a final ad for the Red Book, the Book of Coins for 2006. Kind of makes me sad every time I hear Jack's voice, but because he was a really sweet, nice fellow, and been with Midas Resources for the decade plus that it's been here. I know it's been sad for Ted because they were good personal friends. That's not really why Ted's on for the next few minutes, but I thought I'd also just bring up Jack and see if you just spring this on you, see if you had any comments about Jack Brownrigg, Ted.
Well, now you're going to bring me to tears too, Jack, or to Alex. Jack has been just a great friend. He was the first person that I called on to ask if you'd want to work for me when I opened up Midas Resources Incorporated. Just a great grandfather and a wonderful father. He did have lung cancer. He quit smoking years ago, but it still got him. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of sadness around here about Jack. He's been one wonderful driving force for both Genesis and Midas Resources. And you'll hear it. A lot of those commercials you hear for Midas Resources, you hear that coin drop and, "Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg." That's him. Sad, sad time, and I wish his family well and most certainly am going to miss him.
Absolutely. Chad, I had you on a week ago. Gold has now hit 500. It's gone up, to, I guess, $15 or more since we had you on. It's now going up to 500. Big banks, big Richie Rich crowd is now moving into gold big time. The dollar is in trouble. The EU's currency is even wobbling. In uncertain times, gold only goes up. I bought some more gold last week. You're offering some coins right now that you're almost out of, and you're offering them at the price you've been offering them for 2 weeks set. So that price is locked in, but for not much longer. So get a really good price on these coins. Tell us about them, Ted.
Well, yeah, this is the $5 gold pieces. They're $175. We did make this offer on air just a week ago, and actually it was the same price that it was a week before that. Gold has gone up $30 since then, Alex. It really has. Just
oh, I'm sorry, 30, not 15.
Yep. Actually, yeah, it did. $30 in, and like you said, we're hovering around that $500 level right now. The spot gold is at $493.70. Talking about a win-win situation. I mean, you want to support the Alex Jones Show, and when you buy these, the profits go directly to the Alex Jones Show and supports this particular broadcast. But they are at $175, which puts them, I think the number is $3,500 per roll of 20, or you can pick them up one at a time. It's a perfect time to be getting in and involved on this, and there's no way that the price is going to hold. I've got a supply.
So you're getting a collector coin that doesn't have to be registered and the sale isn't tracked and it's non-confiscatable. Bullion is at near bullion prices.
That's exactly what it is, Alex, and it's a small piece of gold that you can use as money. You can turn around and use this thing in the United States as money or anywhere across the world, and we know what's going on here. We had a meeting today. There were two reports that I had. One that went across talking about the real estate bubble, and if you have a house or if you have real estate rental properties or anything like that, you better read this report by Abby Balton, because it's just amazing.
Can you give that to people that call?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That is a must read, because...
Well, here's the headline out of the Associated Press. Gold prices approach 18-year high of $500, and it says that it's set to go even higher. Folks, seriously, go to their website at ccnlive.com, and they have links to bonus resources and the phone number, or call 1-800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. And take advantage of this. I mean, every few months I take a little bit of money and buy a few coins, and over the years have built that up to something moderate, you know, as an insurance policy. And the little bit of money I got in the bank, it's been devalued by 45% in the last 3 years. So my gold has exploded in price, almost doubling since I first started buying gold. And my cash money has dwindled. And when that real estate bubble goes, it's going to be devastating. It's really smart to move into gold right now. Tell them it's the Alex Jones special. Then that goes to the Genesis Network, the supports all the radio shows, and it's just so important to do this. 1-800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. Ted?
Yeah, hey, say, Alex, I just once again I want to thank you for bringing up Jack, and really it is a great time to get into the precious metals, and you won't find a better buy than this one. This is really spectacular.
So this is the prices from 2 weeks ago at today's gold prices.
Yep, that's right.
Because you've already made the buy.
Yep, 1-800-686-2237. Give us a call. We'll get you set up.
Absolutely, folks. Hey, it feels good promoting you, the listener, cashing in some of those paper notes for actual gold. It's been the first money we used, folks, 6,000 years.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing the lies and disinformation. You know, I look at the news I didn't cover today and I kick myself. I'm going to try to cover it right now. Sorry we didn't play that MSNBC clip. It just, we ran out of time. Try to play that for you tomorrow with Professor Jones being grilled by one of the little tycoons there, Tucker Twit Carlson. But, you know, I think about Dr. Wolf, who runs some stations I've been on for years up in upstate New York. 1 week talking to him, funny old guy, smart old guy, always making jokes, pastor. And next get a call, he's dead. Just, oh, he'd had cancer, he'd been quiet about it, he died. And he was a real sweetheart. Just these people you expect to be there forever, you used to talking to and knowing and liking, just gone. And I knew Jack Brownrigg a lot better than I knew Dr. David Wolf. Jack's a really sweet person, and I knew he was getting ready to go here just 6 months ago when I saw him up there. He didn't look good. He was still up there working at Midas. Liked to work, sweet guy, always a big smile on his face. He's gone. Losing the old ones, you know, it's just sad to see him go. We need to respect our elders, and we need to appreciate them. And it's just, life is so short. And I know I've been talking a lot about that lately. I just am so appreciative of life. I enjoy every moment of my life, even when I'm sick or don't feel good. I just can't stand the globalists. They're so sick, and they're such a disease, and they are hurting so many good people. And believe me, we've done our research. We've done our homework for people that are listening out there. Please check out our claims, but I know a lot of you won't. Just listen to me, and you know in your gut, we're in trouble. Our society is, and you better stand up and get involved. Doesn't matter if you can't fix all the problems in the world or you don't have all the answers. Just getting involved is what it's all about, and caring. And stop being so naive out there. Look at this article. Report, Cheney advocated U.S. torture. United Press International, the U.S. practice of using torture on terror detainees was rooted in Vice President Dick Cheney's office. A former senior State Department official claims retired U.S. Army Colonel Larry Wilkerson, who serves as former Secretary of State Colin Powell's chief of staff, made the allegation on CNN and said it was possible the practice was still going on. And he went on to say that he was there. The orders came from Cheney. Well, funny, we got those reports about it. Cheney likes to get rough. He's really into it. He does like women, though. He's not like most of the people in the White House. He likes, according to sources that have been confirmed, he likes to knock women's teeth out and do other things we can't mention here. But here he is in the real world, and it's now coming out the orders were given to take all those photos and all those snapshots for somebody's personal enjoyment. And expect to see that in the next few weeks or months in the news, unless they carry out another terror attack to... But you know what? They'll probably just put in the news that Cheney likes to look at the pictures. And they'll just be, well, you know, that's Christian. That's as Christian as El Diablo. But that's one of the articles here. And CIA unique methods, not called torture. Old Porter Goss, it turns out, was a sitting CIA officer the entire time he was in Congress. An operative in Congress. Totally criminal. Now our CIA director says it's not torture. We don't call it torture. We call it pressure. So a reiteration of the Gonzales memorandum. The Gonzales policy. And don't worry that we have exiled Iranians. Says nation hides materials for nukes. AP. Why, there's the proof. We've got more shills. Surprised they're not using, you know, Chalabi again to tell us about how serious it all is. And then Madonna comes out and people hail her as exposing the government involvement in 9/11. What she said is I don't think you can even prove what Michael Moore claims. Well, Michael Moore does a big whitewash, and she's not even as hardcore as that. She's not even Pap or Milk Toast. So I don't know what people are hailing that for. I'm not trying to criticize people, but I think we're looking for silver linings that aren't there in some cases, all overlooking the sun itself. All right, ladies and gentlemen, back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. I only plug my videos in the first hour. We need to lavish those. I mean, Christmas is coming up. They're great gifts. Huge discounts right now. Go to InfoWars.com and order them via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Look at all the other books and videos we're carrying. Or get yourself a membership over at PrisonPlanet.tv. Or give a membership this holiday season. All right. God bless you all. Get out and take on these sickos.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.